And then in 73, you made your debut with the San Francisco Opera.
Right.
In Carmen.
Yes, Micaela.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then in 1975,
right
in
the
same role, mm-hmm. you made your debut with the Metropolitan Opera.
Yes.
In December of 75.
That's
and
right.
And then you went on for
18 seasons, right.
Now, isn't it true that your first performance was just at that last moment?
Oh, gosh, yes.
They told
Let
you.
Let me tell about it.
Yes.
It was with the greatest tenor on earth, Plácido Domingo. I wasn't just stepping in there with anybody. I mean, can you imagine you putting an ingenue person right in there with that kind of talent, and then Regine Crespin, great soprano. And I the reason I got that job is I had done the Juilliard thing. It was such a buzz. And, you know, I'd done a European debut in Barcelona, Spain. So that was all that was under my belt. So, and you know, little things in America, like maybe singing in English with Houston Opera or something like that, but no big deal things. So, but the reason I got it is the guy that was an administrator at the Met now had been one in San Francisco. So he heard me. He knew about my ascent. He knew I could handle this. And he told the administration, one of the sopranos had canceled from Europe. And he said, I know who can sing that. Leona Mitchell. Who? Leona Mitchell. And so, and I go and I rehearse in a room, and I don't see those principals until I get on the stage. I had never been on that big stage, never sang with that orchestra or anything, but my background from OCU carried me on. Plácido came back and he said, hello, I'm Plácido. He was meeting me back there. And he said, are you afraid? Because he knew it was my debut. And I said, no, I was just this little girl. Oh, no, I have to get out there and sing. Excuse me. And I went out there and did that. And it was such a big deal. I mean, I don't even know how this happened, but the New York press was there. They'd heard that about that Juilliard thing, so they came and and reviewed it. This is so unheard of to be when you just step in again. But it was a big success, huge success. So God was with me, that's all I can say.
And you're 25 years old?
25, I just turned 25 in October.
Many who are not up on opera, mm-hmm. and I will say I come prepared for this,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have the credentials mm-hmm. about opera.
Mm-hmm.
I will
mm-hmm.
say that in here.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all heard of Plácido Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
What was he like? Was he
Plácido is it's like he is on he's just a joyful, non-ego kind of person. He's just, you know, he was very secure in his voice and what he was doing. He was just on a high, you know. Written very few tenors like him. He was
Spanish, yeah. Wasn't he?
Yes, right. Yes, from Spain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as long as we're talking about famous names, Luciano Pavarotti, you sang with him as well.
Yes, right after that. Yeah.
Really?
And we did a movie together. It's a cult movie. It was called Yes, Giorgio. But I did a lot with Luciano. And I got to know Luciano better when we did that movie because we were on, you know, always getting makeup and things and stuff. But Luciano, we did, you know, I was friends with Luciano. And in San Francisco, we just sang many things together. And he was truly one of a kind.
Italian, yeah.
Oh, my God. But not just Italian, but he was one of a kind.
But he sang. Did he do many different languages?
Oh, yes. But he sang mostly his Italian things. He was known for that. Mm-hmm. He could do them, of course. That's about the Europeans. They're all so close together. They all speak French, or all of them, you know, mm-hmm. The opera singers speak all those languages because they're so close to each country. But that's what's not so nice in America because we have to really learn all of that stuff.
But it's nice to know that these two that we've talked about
mm-hmm.
were so supportive of you and welcoming.
Yes.
Because, you know, they understood, they saw the talent.
Oh, yes. We sang with everybody.
And so.
Yeah, and you know, I have something. I'm not telling it on the radio, but it's something very private Luciano told me. I'm tearing because it's just, he wanted to tell me that. And so, yeah.
Hmm.
I'll always take it with me because he's very, very supportive.
That's
very.
Because he admired you so much
came
and
in.
You guys became
yes.
close.
Mm-hmm.
And so your secret will remain a secret.
I'm not telling it because it's just really private. It was wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.